Welcome to Arlington Stadium in Arlington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Texas Rangers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Steve Kiefer. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Warren. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The DH, Mickey Rivers. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Parrish. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Jones. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting eighth. The catcher, Donnie Scott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kurt Wilkerson. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Danny Darwin. And now, play ball. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darwin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivers for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman takes first base on ball four. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of right. Bochy reaches second base with a double. Kingman goes all the way around to score. Bochy moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bochy scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister misplays the ball. That's an error on Bannister. Heath moves to third. Tettleton moves to second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. Tettleton scores. Kiefer moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-1 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up towards short. Wilkerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-1 in the game. Murphy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-0 Athletics. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bhakti scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Rangers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bhakti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhakti is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bhakti hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darwin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Wilkerson reaches second base with a double. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-1 in the game. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilkerson moves to third. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Rangers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0-1 in the game. Kiefer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Murphy hits a pop-up towards short. Wilkerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing second base. Donnie Hill now playing shortstop. Steve Kiefer now playing third base. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Parrish reaches second base with a double. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish moves to third. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bannister strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Rangers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bochy hits a line drive towards first. Jones reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Rivers reaches second base with a double. Scott scores. Wilkerson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Athletics. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rivers moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rivers scores. Ward moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Parrish strikes out. One out. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy who is chasing the ball. Wright reaches third base with a triple. Ward scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Athletics. Dave Leeper now pitching. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up towards the mound. Leeper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Rangers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill strikes out. One out. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiefer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tettleton moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bakhti juggles the ball. That's an error on Bakhti. Wilkerson moves to third. Keith Atherton now pitching. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivers. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Rivers steals second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Rangers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Murphy hits a pop-up towards short. Wilkerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bakhti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakhti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bakhti hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bannister moves to third. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kiefer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Rangers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Tettleton strikes out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rivers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rivers moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell bunts in front of the plate. Tettleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Caudill now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivers moves to third. Ward moves to second. Two outs. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Rangers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiefer hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Wilkerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bhakti scoops it up and throws to first, with Caudill covering, for the out. One out. Marv Foley pinch hits for Alan Bannister. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Anderson pinch runs for Marv Foley. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bhakti throws to second for one, and Hill throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Wilkerson hits a line drive towards third. Kiefer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Texas Rangers, 5. Goodbye from Arlington Stadium in Arlington.